This November, males across the nation threw out their razors and let their facial hair grow, be free, as a part of Movember, or No Shave November. Some give up shaving for a philanthropic cause, such as raising awareness for prostate cancer, while others let their whiskers grow free as a sign of solidarity. There's just under a week left till the end of the month, but some amateur beard growers might be struggling not to pick up their razors and end their itchy misery. To help No Shave participants push this through this last week, we decided to speak with some beard experts from GAFBO, the Great American Fierce Beard Organization, which is based here in Lansing. We welcome Michael Harrell. Michael, good to see you.
Thank you.
And Kevin Rathbun.
Thank you.
Is also a member of the organization. Welcome to the program. Describe your facial hair for our listeners.
Well, I've been growing my current facial hair for about 2.5 years. My beard's approximately 12 inches long and a rusty red color.
It is. I joked with Bob, our previous guest, that we had a ZZ Top segment here scheduled for the show. Kevin, what about you? You haven't been at it for quite as long.
Well, actually, I had a beard for 4 years beforehand, and actually, when I met Michael, my beard was a little bit longer than his.
Oh my gosh!
And it grew for about 2 years, and then right now I'm currently just sporting a mustache, which has been growing since February, so it's like 10 months.
The name of your organization is an attention getter, the Great American Fierce Beard Organization. You just don't encounter fierce in the name of an organization too often. How did it get started?
Well, several years back, some of our founding members were MSU students, and once a year, they would all grow beards and go out to some of the local drinking establishments and ask random people who had the fiercest beard, which was a very vague term. After a couple years of doing this, one of their members was diagnosed with cancer. So at that point, they turned the fierce beard portion into a fundraiser, and coupling that with the camaraderie and charity aspect, that is how the group was born.
And besides growing facial hair, what activities does GAFBO initiate?
We try to partner with local charities, sponsor events, participate in events. We get asked to show up for many different things, like Dickens Village, which, of course, having facial hair lends to that kind of atmosphere, Victorian Days in Grand Ledge, and Potter Park fundraising. Whatever happens, we also sponsor our own charity events once or twice a year.
Do you get into many just spontaneous discussions of what the facial hair is about and that enables you to talk about the causes?
I think that just lends it to itself. If you get a group of people around with various facial hair styles, techniques, grooming habits, you're going to start those discussions that seem maybe silly or whimsical, but then they usually progress on to more important things, community events, community involvement, things of that nature.
What's the most annoying thing about having a beard as long as yours, Michael?
You cannot eat an ice cream cone.
That is an extraordinary beard that you have there.
Thank you.
A real attention getter here. And you also participate in beard competitions. What exactly do you do at a beard competition?
At most beard competitions, there's multiple categories. So Michael, for instance, usually participates in a full beard freestyle category, and that's the one where you style your beard with, you know, rings and circles, and you basically make a style out of it. And there's full beard natural, and there's mustache categories, and there's partial beard categories, and there's groomed categories, and there's styled categories. There's usually about 10 to 12 categories, including artificial beard and even women's categories, so they participate as well. That's usually, you know, there's anywhere between, you know, 50 to 400 competitors at a beard competition.
How do women participate in this? Is there an opportunity for that?
There's generally two categories, and they do most realistic fake beard and then most whimsical. So you'll have some that hand crochet or hand knit fake beards out of yarn, any substance that looks like a real beard, and then you also have ones that just do these extremely elaborate, whimsical ones, usually with some type of theme.
How long is your beard again, Michael? Have you measured it here?
Yeah, about 12 to 14 inches, depending on if it's pulled straight or left naturally curly.
How often are you just over it?
You know, never. Days like this,
really?
Michigan winters, I'm very appreciative of my beard.
Now, beards have weaved their way in and out of fashion over the centuries. Are beards in again right now?
I would say so. You've seen a resurgence of
I see a
beard
lot of
organizations.
The shorter cropped beards.
Yep, and some of that is societal based and employment based, where some people aren't as lucky as myself, where I have a job that doesn't have any facial hair requirements, and you can just let it grow.
I think that if you pay attention to what's going on in popular culture, beards have become more acceptable again. I was growing a beard, 10 years ago, and I could honestly say I could walk into Myers, for example, and just walk through and see like one or two people with beards. And now you can walk around campus here at MSU, and it's there's more beards than I've ever seen before.
What is it about having facial hair that's so appealing for you personally?
I think it's just a freedom of choice. It's a natural state. I always called shaving ritualized face scraping. I never really enjoyed it all that much. I always kind of never liked to shave. My dad's had a beard for 40 years. My brother has a beard. My cousins have beards. My uncle. I mean, it's a family thing, but I never really wanted to get up in the morning and look in the mirror and take a piece of steel and scrape my face.
Michael, what is your daily routine for maintaining this creation here?
It's come to the point now where it does take quite a bit of maintenance.
How often do you wash it?
Every single day. Yeah. Shower, shampoo, usually some type of conditioning oil afterwards, and maybe every other day I'll blow dry it as well and straighten it out just to get all the gnarls out of it.
What about you, Kevin?
I honestly, when I had a longer beard, I spent probably 25 minutes a day minimum working on it to make sure that it was presentable, to my standards. And the mustache is much less work. It's probably a 5-minute endeavor. Mm-hmm. It's not as time consuming.
So for many people participating in Movember or No Shave November, they're heading into the final stretch. What advice do you have for them to finish it out strong?
Don't shave.
Yeah. Don't shave.
Don't give up.
Don't cave in.
Don't give up.
Just continue on. And a good point to be able to see the culmination of all this hard work on, I believe it's Friday, December 6th, the MSU Beardsmen, which is
an official student group.
Yep, the official student group of beard growers on campus is holding an event at Harper's to do the charity culmination for prostate cancer research. So you'll be able to get some good tips from there from some people that have growing. And after 4 weeks, people are probably at that awkward in-between stage where if they give it just a little more time, it'll start to look more natural and more acceptable.
After the 2-week period, you kind of have an inkling of whether or not it's going to be fierce or whether it's going to be somewhat less than fierce.
Something less than fierce. Yes, the something less than fierce beard organization. What are your plans, Michael, once the month is behind us?
Oh, once this month is behind, I will continue pushing on just like I always have. My beard is here to stay for several years at least.
How long can it be? Are there limits? Does it reach a point where it stops growing or it grows less fast or what?
Every person has a different, what they call terminal length, where the rate at which the hair is growing is equal to how often the hair falls out and recycles itself. So you see some people that have been growing a beard for 10 years and it might only be this long. But then you have some people that have only been growing one for 3 and they might have a 18-inch beard. I figure I get about a half inch of growth every month right now.
Do you scare little kids with that thing? It's not that hard to
not
imagine,
really.
To tell you the truth.
No, every year I go to my daughter's elementary school and read a facial hair-themed book to them, and the kids love it. I get all sorts of questions. How long have I been growing it? How long is it? They all want to come and touch it afterwards, so they enjoy it. They just love the whimsy of it, and I think that's part of the allure to me as well.
How many different reasons or different charities are there that are covered by GAFBO?
Oh, my goodness. We've worked with everything from the student exchange program with a city in Japan. We've worked with a bicycle restoration project that gives bicycles to underprivileged children. We've adopted a stretch of highway on 127 south of Price Road. We've been doing that for the past year where we clean up the sides of the roads.
Haven House.
Goes on and on.
House.
Yep.
We did, what else? Trying to think. There's so many. We try to rotate because, you know, we are a local group, and everybody obviously has needs, and we're looking for ways to always involve ourselves. We tried to have some sort of a go-to, like we're doing our next meeting, and we're collecting for Toys for Tots, which is something we do for every single year. And there are things that are cyclical by season, and then there are things that people come and ask us to do, and you know, we generally try to accommodate as much as possible.
Michael, are you actively trying to persuade other guys not to shave at the end of November?
Oh, definitely, and not only for No Shave November, but also being Michigan, this is a prime time for deer season, and a lot of people start growing their beards in the beginning of November just for some warmth and manliness to be out in the woods. And the people that I see at work or friends and family that I see that have started one, I'm always pressuring them to keep it going.
Is membership growing?
I would say so. We're at approximately 20 or so active members, active that we consider are coming to the majority of our events. Some days that may get up into the 30s, and some of our events are somewhat smaller. But we do hold a meeting the second Wednesday of every month, and you can just check the either gaffbo.com or find us on Facebook. And we change the location of our meeting every single month. We pick a local restaurant, start with the meeting at 6 o'clock for social hour from 6 to 7, and then at 7 o'clock, we get into the daily business.
But
and
skip the ice cream.
Yes, correct.
Skip the ice cream.
And this, in December 11th, our meeting is at Crunchy's in East Lansing, and we'll be collecting Toys for Tots.
Gaffbo.com is the website. Michael Harrell and Kevin Rathbun from the Great American Fierce Beard Organization. Good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.